laugh with our friends. We'd have some drinks and now we'd help her pretend. It all was going great, no problem at all. She's the belle of the ball, and she does have it all, have it all. Drowned in a sea of tears, almost saved her, I was so very near. Drowned in a sea of tears, though I tried, I couldn't ease all the fears. But then she seemed a little down, a little out. I asked her what was wrong, it always works out. That's what she told me, but it didn't work out. Wish I had helped her out, but I didn't know how, even now. Drowned in a sea of tears, almost hit her, I was so very near. Drowned in a sea of tears, though I tried, I couldn't ease all the fears. Drowned in a sea of tears. Drowned in a sea of tears. We were ecstatic even though it would rain. We were so frantic as we biked around Spain. Were we romantic or just out for good times? Two of a kind. Now I can see I was blind. Drowned in a sea of tears, almost saved her, I was so very near. Drowned in a sea of tears, though I tried, I couldn't ease all the fears. Drowned in a sea of tears. Drowned in a sea of tears.
That's the Allahs in a dub remix of their song.
They're going to come
Mulberry
visit.
Jam. Yeah, they're one of the bands in town.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have in front of me
the list.
An abridged version of this coming week's The List. Bay Area from Steve Kwipke.
Oh, yeah. I don't see the show I'm going to tomorrow on here.
Yeah, because I was going to say you said Monday. Although I was, why don't you tell us about the show that you're going to tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
Melvins.
Maldra and I are going to see the Melvins and Napalm Death at the Great American Music Hall.
Mm.
Super sold out show.
That's why I didn't add it, because I remember I was like, I left it. When I was editing it, I had it on there, and then I realized, like, oh, it's sold out. What's the point of, you know,
it is sold out.
But, so, you know, eat your heart out. It's sold out. But Island is going.
Yeah, well, Maldor bought the tickets because he's had a bunch of friends tell him how much he needs to see Napalm Death.
Mm-hmm.
And also Melvins. And
of course,
told him to see Melvins, but he never listens to me.
There's they're going to be playing around the area for this. There's a couple other shows that people can attend as well.
Oh, yeah, there are lots of shows coming up. That's not
from Melvins and Napalm Death, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're playing in L.A. too. I mean, in San Jose.
Right. But I mean, if we were to just jump right in. So the one that I noticed for tomorrow, we've got over at the Ivy Room in Albany, we've got Swami, John Reese, Adam Age.
Oh, I love Adam Age.
I know, they're fantastic. And Strange Life. This is a 21 and over show. $27. Doors are at 7. Show at 8. Mm. You know.
$27. Jeez.
That's an expensive show.
At the Ivy Room.
I know. I mean, the Ivy Room is fantastic for sure. Oh, I know. But, yeah, that's expensive.
That's a lot of money for the Ivy Room.
Mm-hmm. Over on Tuesday, I'll take Tuesday as well, and then, like, we can go back and forth.
Okay.
On Tuesday, over at the bottom of the hill, we've got Unlikely Candidates with World's First Cinema. This is a 21 and over show. $18 in advance, 20 at the door. Doors are at 8. At the Ivy Room again, so going back out to Albany, which isn't that hard. You can BART over. It's not that bad.
No, it's not that
bad. You got Humbird, Maya Elise, Shelby Hellburn, 21 and over show, $20. Doors are at 7. But if you want to stay local, you can go to the Knockout and see Jeremy J., Maria, Yaming, and the Rumors, a 21 and over show. It's a $10 show, and doors are at 7. Over at the Masonic, SF, of course, we've got
Meshuggah,
Cannibal Corpse, and Carcass. All ages show. Bring your toddlers. There's a pit warning.
I bet there is.
Doors are at 6. Over at Neck of the Woods, if you find yourself over there in the middle of nowhere, you could watch Victim Blamed, In Which Divides Us, Ashes at Last, Pink Michigan, Reverend, Disfigured, and Kip Dynamite. All ages show. Again, bring your toddler. $20, and it's at 6:30. Pit warning, everyone. Pit warning.
Goodness. All right. Well, on Wednesday, April 9th, at Amoeba Music, there is a free show from Bridget St. John, Evie Sands, and that's at 5:30 p.m. They're going to do a free in-store. And that's always fun. I love going to free in-stores. And then Bottom of the Hill is Fever Dog, Atomic Tide, Freak Accident. And that is 8:15 ahead of time, 18 at the door. Shows at 8:30. Chapel has Jared Madsen and Bobby, which is a tribute band. I'm not sure what that is. And Dakota. That is $24. And that's at 7, doors at 7, shows at 8. Great American Music Hall has Bren and Asiris, and that show is $20, 25 at the door, shows at 8. Mm. The Knockout has Rose Garden Funeral Party. That is obviously a band that loves Bauhaus.
really?
As Starry Night. Missing, D. You'll Be Sorry. Oh, jeez. And DJ Omar...
Is it Christmas? It sounds like a great Christmas lineup.
Yeah, no kidding. And DJ Omar Perez, that's $15, 21 and over.
Acceptable.
UC Berkeley, Mayhem. I would like to point out that I'm not sure that any of the original members of Mayhem are still alive.
That's a good point. Is this the band where one of them cannibalized one of them, and then he got a lot of attention, so another one killed the guy
who
cannibalized the guy and got too much attention?
Yeah, that sums it up nicely. There were also some burned churches.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you think it's going to end being in a band called Mayhem? I mean, it can't end any other way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so some band that is playing at being Mayhem, plus Mortis, Imperial Triumphant, New Skeletal Faces. That's $49 at the UC, $49.75
at the Warfield.
No, at the UC Berkeley.
Oh, shit. I think that, my goodness. Hold on a second.
No,
Oh, my God.
Is weird.
So it looks like the show moved, but I don't know where it's actually going to be at.
I don't know which is bigger. Oh, it moved here from the Fillmore.
And it's sold out. So maybe the UC Berkeley one's the real one. And then the Warfield one is the fake one. And maybe the Fillmore was in the Fillmore. It was the Warfield.
Maybe it was the Warfield.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the Warfield. Yeah.
Okay.
And there is a pit warning at that show. I can promise you.
Yeah, watch out for the pit.
All right. And I'll do Thursday, April 10th at 924 Gilman Street. We've got Ingrown, Condition One, Earth Exit, and Caveman. And that's $20, and that starts at 7 p.m. Pit warning. And that is, of course, all ages at Gilman. Bottom of the Hill has Birthday Massacre, Essinger, Magic Wands, That's $25 at the door.
Oh,
it's sold out. Super bummer. Chapel SF has the artists that are doing the free show at Amoeba Music, Evie Sands, and Bridget St. John.
So, you know, save yourself the $33 and just go to the Amoeba version.
Yeah, you can go to Amoeba on the 9th. And then Eagle SF has Lucky Egypt's Big Time, Dead River Rebels, Hemmed Up, and that's $10. Quality deal. Pit warning there.
Pit warning at the Eagle, huh?
That'll be a fun pit. And Kilowatt SF has Sleep Bomb, Ion, Human Head, and Hazard's Cure. That is also $15 at the door, $10 ahead of time, and pit warning. All right, and then we come to...
Do you want to share Friday?
Yeah, you guys...
kick it off, Joey?
All right. Friday, April 11th. At the Gilman, we got Tell Me, Mommy, Doctor... What the fuck is wrong with these people? I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah, so let me keep going. Doctor, extra, scary, please. It sounds like a strain of marijuana. Anyway, and then we got at the...
It's a $15 show at 6:30, and of course it's all ages with a pit warning because it is the Gilman.
You had to say everything twice. You did that wrong. All ages. $15, $6:30,
pit warning.
Sorry.
You should have taken turns doing that. That would have been cute as hell.
My joke there.
Sorry.
At the Kaiser Center in Oakland, you got Marlon Wayans.
I put it in there because ever since Mo Money, I've been a little obsessed with Marlon Wayans.
That's funny.
Like, what is he doing? Stand up?
I think he's doing stand up. Like,
am I thinking the wrong Wayans? Marlon Wayans is the one from a Scary Movie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm thinking the wrong Wayans. He's still a pretty good Wayans, though. He's a good Wayans.
We want to go, burn one with Damon Wayans or something. He was the bad boy. Anyway, at the Chapel SF, you got A La Lost, Mondo UFO, all ages, $38, 8 p.m. Friday at the Fillmore, Cypress Hill, get your weed out. Insane to the Brain, Cypress Hill is $66 or $86.
All ages, too. What is happening?
Bring your kids. I mean, it's a family show. I don't know what the pound sign means, but, that probably means bring your own weed.
Probably.
Great American Music Hall's got Mark the Casuals, our buddy, good buddy Harold Bray.
Ooh, we got tickets to that.
Yeah, we got tickets to that show too.
DJ Teddy, so we're gonna go say what's up to J-Mo. The Knockout, we got Alex Sanders, Laser Beam, that is a great name, and Fricks, 21+, 10 p.m. Little Hill Lounge, El Cerrito.
We love that place.
The whole ongoing joke of the night when we were there the other night was El Cerrito means
Little Hill.
Little Hill.
Yeah, Little Hill. Yeah, and everybody's like, I've been coming here years. I never realized that.
It's a Little Hill.
And we just played there last night. That's why we're like, I've never been there before. But Little Hill Bar is amazing.
Great place. Right, cheap drinks. It's got a nice like horseshoe bar.
Great ambiance.
Kind of reminds you of like a smaller like Hemlock because it's got like a back room. But like, yeah, real.
The demographics were crazy. There were like 21-year-olds there and 75-year-olds. Yeah. It was crazy.
Who's in El Cerrito? I mean, come on.
Eddie Money. Or not anymore, but he was. That was my other joke. I was asking.
Baby, hold on to me.
Either way, they've got on Friday, they've got Strange Ones and Stay Out. That's a 21 and over show. It's free, y'all. It's free.
Yeah, that's about 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Free. And we made $66.66. My bar tab was only $19. That was good.
Which is crazy because usually, like, you play a free show, which is amazing. I love playing free shows because you usually get a cut of the bar or whatever. But usually it's like, oh, well, here's your $40 and here's your $200 bar tab because you've been here for the last 6 hours.
Yeah.
Starting from load in to the end of the show
until 2 a.m. Hey, you guys take a traveler's check?
I'm just gonna write it on the dash.
On the dash is where all are, yeah. Anyway, where do we leave off? Oh, yeah, Little Hill Lounge.
The neck of the woods,
we have a two-piece recount, Barbary Caliber, Baby on a Rampage.
Yep,
yeah.
All ages, $20, 7:30. You can be there. We also got the Rickshaw Stop in SF. We got the Grins. Sometimes I think there's just misspellings, but
there might be.
Analog Dog and Swell the Poop. Anyway.
Also, all ages show.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure enough.
Stay Gold Deli in Oakland. There's the. So I can't see that.
I don't even know how to pronounce that. That looks like The sky awaits. The sky awaits. The sky awaits, everyone.
The sky awaits.
And then the one after that is Amethyst.
Amethyst and... And I got my
top surgery,
diaries. I think, yeah, okay.
Surgery.
I got my top surgery
diaries. Yours forever, yours. Placeholder, infidel. Bawara, all ages show, $10. Save money for, I guess, the deli sandwiches at 6 p.m. with a pit warning.
Yep, definitely pit warning.
All right. And if you're still over there in Oakland, you can go to the Stork Club. Love that place, too. Can I get some help on that?
Innuendo.
Is that what that is? Sorry, my phone's not right. Necro9.
Zooey?
And sure. Mentor?
Yeah.
Like, the Mentors or just Mentor?
No, I think it's just Mentor.
Man, because if El Duce is back from the grave, you might want to go there and pay, you know, $10 and be there at 8 p.m. But if it's not...
Back in that grave.
Yeah, go to Winter's Tavern. You got the Punk Rock Time Machine, Dead River Rebels, Uppity Dicks, because nobody likes a not uppity dick. Free show at 9 p.m.
You know, I haven't been to Winter's Tavern in forever. That'd be cool. But we already have tickets to go see Harold Ray and the East Bay Dynamite over at the Great American Music Hall.
Yeah.
But okay, let's talk Saturday.
Saturday is a big day. You know, I'm going to read a little bit of this, but you're going to have to chime in.
Of course.
All right.
And also, Joey's got a little special announcement for Saturday.
That's what I'm talking about. The Four Star Theater has red, pinks, and purples, and figure eight. I guess they're doing live music at the Four Star these days. That's at 6, mm-hmm. or 6:30. 924 Gilman has Night Wraith, Human Head, Margaret.
Just Margaret.
Warsythe. And that is $10, 7 p.m., and there's a pit warning.
Over at Bottom of the Hill, we've got Couch Dog, Mom Cars, and Moonwave. All ages show, $13 in advance or $15 at the door.
Sounds pretty expensive for a dog on a couch.
Yeah, it sounds pretty expensive for a dog on a couch, for sure.
And then at the Chapel SF, we have the A-Laws. We played a dub version of one of their songs as our bed music, which is pretty groovy. They're playing with Mond and UFO, not that UFO, at the Chapel, and it's $38. Shows at 9. We've got Eli's Mile High Club in Oakland, who are going through some things right now, so support them. Questmaster, Putrid Marsh, Magic Creatures, that's 21 and over, $25, 9 p.m. Ooh. Check it out. Faction Brewing in Alameda. Hot Laundry. Friends of the show.
Oh, glad you're doing better, Jeanette.
Yep. Million Miles Away. Hyperdrive. Kittens. Screaming Creatures. Normal Weirds. Acicurt. Acousticurt. Venderos. And Artist. I think that's various artists, maybe?
Yeah.
Vendors and artists.
Well, it looks like it's the
vendors and artists,
yeah.
And it's $5 noon to 5 p.m. and it's a fundraiser for Rocket Dog Rescue. Woohoo! All right, Fillmore SF. We get some more Cypress Hill.
Those guys just moved to San Francisco, by the way. I just heard that.
Cypress Hill?
No, just joking. Just playing Saturday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. They get two nights.
They know we got good weed out here. They'd be around a little.
Tara Reed, we don't know what the hashtag symbol stands for. The Fox Theater, I'm really sorry to be missing this, but Emil and the Sniffers are coming to town. They're playing at the Fox in Oakland with Sheer Mag, and that is sold out.
Unless you come up with a bitchin' mullet, and then they might let you in.
And they do not have a pit warning sign on that one, but there's a pit warning at that show. I can tell you from personal experience.
I just looked it up. So the hashtag means no ins and outs.
Oh, that's a good thing to know.
I can't bring my In-N-Out burger.
But up, bumped. Great American Music Hall has seen Cutie. I think that is a person that is related to or a child of Fela Kuti. Egypt 80 and Lily Oge. That is... 35, 40, 45, and that's 8, doors are at 8, shows at 9.
All right. Well, that was a lot of words in there, Liz. Let me take it over for you. Give you a break.
Yeah, you got it.
Back in the city again. Knockout San Francisco. We got what? Grevo, Lockstep, Fawning, and what's that?
Leaving.
Man, they're just picking words out of the dictionary now. It's $21.1785.
21 and over.
Well, but the price is $17.85, so, you know, make sure you got that 85 cent because a homeboy at the door does not make change.
Yeah, and it's an early show.
Neck of the Woods, we got False Flag, Lear, POS, Point of Sale, surprise Privilege, All Ages, $15, 8 p.m., Stay Gold Deli back there if you haven't had enough of the sandwiches. You got Choke, Crohn's, Throat Rip, Terminator, Homegrown. I mean, are those sandwiches or is that what happens when you eat the sandwich? $15, 16, 6 p.m., pit warning, yeah. We also got the Star Club. We got, Juanita and Juan. That's Kid Congo.
Oh, right on.
It's Kid Congo and his lady friend doing I think it's more of a R&B kind of sounds type of thing.
Well, you know. What a shame, because I'm already busy that night.
And then Toots Tavern, Crockett, go say what's up to Von Ritchie. There's Catapult Collision, No Fucking Good, Sonus, and Tungsten Rains. Tungsten Rains, $21, $15. But if you ain't got, if you're still not interested in anything on a Saturday night on the 12th, at the Hotel Utah, I don't know why they left this one off. You got.
It's not on there. Oh, yeah, you're looking.
Oh, I forgot who's playing. Well, I know who's playing, but I forgot who else is playing.
Playing.
Oh, yeah. So you got Tight Pants and the Dynamite opening up the show for Gen 11 and 9:45 at the Hotel Utah.
Fantastic.
So come on out to the Hotel Utah. They got good food there, good drinks.
They have food?
Yeah, they got a killer grill.
Wow.
Like all the food, like yeah, certain nights, certain days, they do Taco Tuesdays, they do ribs, the ribs.
I had no idea.
I think they got a turkey leg, you know.
I've never felt safe eating there, so that's good to know.
You know, I think they changed to like chefs, but they show videos of the kitchen, looks pretty clean. I've eaten there, it's good stuff.
I trust you. I'm just saying, in my times drinking and watching music at the Hotel Utah, I would not have been brave enough to order food.
Yeah, but. Yeah, these days it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it looked lovely when I was there. Yeah, right on.
I think it's like a $13 show, $13 to $15. But yeah, come check out
I will be there.
Tight Pants and the Dynamite.
All right. Yeah. And the Hotel Utah, like, it's such a cool venue. Like,
it's a beautiful
venue. The actual music space is this weird, tiny, like, weird stage with, like, there's a balcony overview that you can... It's crazy. It's really cool. We were just there a couple of weeks ago for a buddy's birthday. But let's get into Sunday. Lizzie, you want to tag team that shit? I'll kick it off. We'll go one and one.
All right.
We got Gilman with Cross-Stitched Eyes, Suboptics, and Totalna Tarma Whorehouse. Total Knock, Tama, Whorehouse. I don't know if I'm saying that right. All ages show, $15, 7 p.m., pit warning.
Above DNA Lounge SF, the middle-aged queers are having their record release party.
Woo!
And they're going to be with Bobby Joe, Ebola, and the Children McNuggets.
Hey,
Hammer Bombs, and some killers. That is 15 ahead and 20 at the door, and it's an early show at 5:30 and pit warning.
Over.
I've been seeing that.
Joe, if you're not going to mic, you can't talk.
I was just saying, I've been seeing that Bobby Joe and Ebola and the Chicken McNuggets for many years. I did not know he was still performing in that.
I don't even know what they sound like, but you're right. I've seen that band. Like, yeah. Just been popping around.
And I follow the middle-aged queers on social media, and so they've been all excited about their new record.
And is Above DNA Lounge, like, different than the DNA Lounge itself?
Yeah, it's the upstairs area where they are doing concerts, I guess.
Because the regular concert venue just too big for most bands?
I don't know.
I'm just making, you know,
I'm asking.
I just did.
I think they have smaller rooms for more intimate show settings.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. All right. Well, moving on from that, over at the chapel, we've got Robert Lester Folsom and Sunchild. This is an all-ages show, $25, and it's seven p.m. doors.
Nice. At the Knockout FF, we have Build Them to Break, Living Daylights, Halibut Head.
Sounds delicious.
And that's 21 over, eight ahead, 12 at the door. It's an early show, too, 6 p.m. till 9, and there is a pit warning.
At Neck of the Woods over in out in the avenues, I think, right? We got Doomsday, Age of Apocalypse, NHI, Despise, Cross of Disbelief, Iron Front, all ages show, $25, 7 p.m., pit warning.
Well, you could... I don't think you could do the chapel and Neck of the Woods on the same night. If there was a late show at the Neck of the Woods, you could
maybe,
do it.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, Pussy Palace, Oakland.
Oh, has anybody been to the Pussy Palace?
I have
not.
You married one.
I'm just asking in general, is anybody? I've never even heard of the place.
So it's got,
I haven't heard of it either.
That door guy does not know you.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got Ratfuck, Jordan and the Switchblades, Johnny Makara, Grimus, Stuck Here, Hot Crush, their first show, and DJ Holiday Special. That is $10, and it starts at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That sounds kind of cool, man. And then it just says, Ask a Punk. Okay.
Yeah.
Over at the back in SF in the rickshaw stop, we've got Lucid Express, Letting Up Despite Great Faults, and Aluminium. It's an all-ages show, $18 in advance or $20 later, and doors are at 7.
All right, and finally we have The Stork Club, Oakland. Suver, Beatsteak, Plum, Maya Neal Murray. That is 21 and
that
over.
That was tough.
That is $15 at the door, and that show is an early one, too. Starts at 6 p.m. And, wow.
Cool.
Yeah, I have not been to the Stork Club in a while.
The music is back.
Yeah.
The music is back. I like that.
Yeah. I haven't been to a show over there in a while, so... Cool stuff.
You think that band Aluminium is a heavy metal band, or are they just like kind of wrinkly metal?
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't hate that.
Hey, how about we get back to the music?
Okay. It's Cheap Hooch.
The chaos. a nightmare. A vicarious indifference of for so long, some fit. If I was catatonic, I said let me hit it. Whenever us not hands, I think Ozzy did it. Mate, he's still alive. That's the kind of vitamins we need to exercise. Respect your ancients. The older generations had patience that we can't possess. We're collectively in a mess. They fought prohibition, World War II, and quite possibly World War III. Now you can't tell me that granddad's not allowed 20s and 30 pints a night. Forever chasing that sweet nectar of dopamine. Forever. The world is weird and you exist. The world is weird and I exist. The world is so magic.
You got to set them up, ooh, ooh, yeah. listenable. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
God, I love the Melvins. Yeah, so we heard some groovy stuff from that last track was Bad Idea from A Place to Bury Strangers. Very it's a cool. remix of one of their songs. Still one of the greatest live performances I've ever witnessed at Levitation Festival. Like, they basically mopped the floor with anyone else we saw that entire weekend. It was unbelievable.
Do you go to the Levitation Festival? Do you go to that festival frequently? And I'm guessing you go to the one that takes place in the U.S. versus the one that takes place in France on occasion, right?
Well, we didn't. We've only been to the one in Austin, Texas, and we went one of the 2 years that they did it in a field. But bad weather, thanks climate change, has made it impossible to for them to throw a spring festival in Texas.
Gotcha.
Outside,
okay. People die
and drown. And, it's all a thing.
And is this associated with the Levitation Festival that takes place in like France?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this was all started by the band the Black Angels, who are an Austin, Texas psych band. And they have, you know, they're all about the hard psych, and they have their own label, Levitation, and I think they work in concert with Fuzz Club Records, which is based in Amsterdam. They've certainly played shows in Amsterdam. Yeah, Place to Bury Strangers is part of that whole universe too.
Very cool. All right. We went to Goner Fest.
The punk rock festival. To go to Goner
we
Fest.
Should go. End of September, the nicest time of year in Memphis, Tennessee. It's such a cool fucking place. I love Memphis so much. Especially during the festival, just because like there's all the different events going on, right? Because the festivals that we've been to, we haven't been to one in years, but it's usually in different venues, so you get to have like experience different like locales, which is very cool. All right, but long story short, I miss it. I want to go back. Maybe we'll organize some friends to go.
Yeah.
Before we go, we've only got 6 minutes, and we got a new show neighbor.
Yay.
Ross, you want to say hi?
Hey, I'll be right on. So happy to be here, folks.
He's happy to be here, folks. All right. Well, before we go, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the protests that are going around town. So, of course, we had the big one on Saturday over at Civic Center. But there's more to come. So tomorrow, there's actually, if you've got a little bit of time, I mean, there's a deep laziness in me, but I'm still so scared about what's happening. So if we kind of just show up for each other, I think we might be doing okay.
Yeah, I think you're
maybe
right.
there's a little bit of a chance. So, but also take care of yourself. Go to shows. Go do some self-care, you know? Like, take care of your fucking brain. But also when you got a little bit of psychological bandwidth, you know, show up for some of these protests. So on Monday, we've got an SF General Hospital workers rally. Against attacks on workers.
Yeah. No, I know that's happening.
Pretty good. This is happening at 11 a.m., and it's at SF General Hospital. I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to look at a... The organizer is SEIU.
Yeah, the Service Employees International.
Oh, very cool. Is that, I do not know what that stood for.
Service Employees International Union.
In front of SF General on Potrero at Free Speech Zone, which is cool. So there's that. And then additionally, on Friday the 11th, wait, we can skip that one because I don't know what that is. On Saturday the 12th, so in the daytime, like, you could still, like, you could go fucking brunch. It's at noon. You can go fucking protest at noon, and then you go home to take a little disco nap, and then you get hot, so for all your cool activities at night. But on Saturday the 12th, we got the People's March in SF, Fight Fascism for Democracy. That is at noon, from noon to 3.
Where are they starting?
They are starting at Justin Herman Plaza, Market Street, and Stewart. And marching along Market Street to rally at SF City Hall, Civic Center, at McAllister and Larkin.
Let's go.
Let's make some signs and go. And also, you don't even have to make your own sign. You know that people are so fucking generous. Because I went to the protest, and we got 4 minutes. We went to the protest on Saturday. And I just showed up because I was so busy that day. I was like, I still want to just be counted. I want to be a head count, you know? And so I went there, and people are so kind. Whenever they're done protesting, they'll leave their signs somewhere propped up so that you can be like, ooh, do I want to walk with that?
I think I'm going to be the next one carrying it.
Yeah. And so I was basically shopping for a sign, and I was like, hands off our Social Security. That's good. And I agree with that. But is there something hotter? And so I just kept walking until it was like something with like acronyms and like really feisty. And I was like, yes, yes, that one's sexy. So it was packed. It was jam packed, and it kind of fills my heart to know that it's there's more of us, man. There's more of us.
All right, I'm gonna finish this with some Harold Ray.
Ooh, yes, please.
So get out there and protest and say hi to Cheap Hooch Radio.
Cheap Hooch, everyone. Thank you for listening.
One life for yourself and one for your